Lord, help us to commence this morning by singing hymn 1124. I fain would love the day of rest, would still esteem this day the best, but oft, alas, I've need to say, how barren is my soul today. 1124.
Thank you.
read together from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. Matthew, chapter 6. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do, in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. When thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites, of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head, and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. May the Lord bless his word, and now help his servant in prayer.
May the Lord indeed bless to us each the reading of his holy word of truth. And now help us and teach us to pray. O Lord, almighty God of heaven and of earth, favour us now to approach to such glory, such power, such majesty. Lord, we think of thy dear prophet of old. Woe is me. Mine eyes have seen the King. And Lord, he was crushed by it. He sunk under it. But one was commanded to touch his lips with a live coal from off the heavenly. And Lord, it was to cleanse, it was to help, and oh, we too would come. Now, Lord, and would see no man save Jesus only. Lord, we bowed down by sin, we fall, even as we have sung, of those things here below, those wretched things that hinder, would be drawn by love divine or love excelling to come apart and rest a while. Lord, as we come up this house of prayer once more, Lord, it is truly of the Lord's mercies not consumed. Great is thy faithfulness. Thy mercies have been, thy mercies are new every morning. And Lord, we marvel at it. And oh, we've got so much to mourn over, so much to solemnly confess. That year so swiftly passed. Lord, those of old sung, nearer, nearer, my God, to thee. And Lord, that makes us tremble. For Lord, we are nearer to that great day when we must come and stand before thee. But oh, Lord, there is a hiding place. there is one that has gone before. Blessed be thy holy name. There is one that we read of, the commanded, take away the filthy garments. Lord, we need that. Oh, do truly prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. We know not, Lord, what a moment, a split second might bring. But oh, to blessedly know, as the dear psalmist, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What an unspeakable mercy to be found in him. A brand plant from the burning, a chosen vessel of mercy. Oh Lord, get thee eternal honour, glory, praise from sinners this day. Sinners brought low by so many things and all that we are. But oh, if I be lifted up, will draw all men. Could our souls be drawn? Oh, could we be blessedly favoured this day to look again toward thy holy temple, to know precious things in Christ Jesus, those not of this earth. Lord, do truly command then this day, come apart and rest a while. Apart from all those things, Lord, this time state, our earthliness, those things we cleave to, those things we love, those things so natural to us. But oh, if thou dost blessedly command it, come apart. Lord, it truly will be the day that the Lord hath made, marvellous in our eyes. Lord, we would then give thanks. Great are thy mercies. We would join in with dear Jacob, not worthy of the least of them. But Lord, thy mercies are still none. Oh, to know more of thy mercies. More of those things in Christ Jesus this day. Lord, do bless dear children, dear little ones. Lord, through thy mercy, Lord, thou hast blessed with them. And we think, Lord, of that time when thou didst say, suffer the little children to come unto me. Thou didst put thy hands on them and bless them. O Lord, may they all be taught of the Lord. They are born in a very evil day and generation. But may they know it's Jesus Christ the same. Oh, blessedly draw from that yesterday. Wonderfully know that today. And by faith blessed to look unto that yet to come forever. In Christ Jesus. Lord, thou art able of these stones to raise up children of Abraham. Work in souls, dear younger ones, Lord, as they so fast grow up and life's pathway before. help them. Help them to seek first. Oh, we've blessedly read of it, the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Fulfill impossibilities. May they, Lord, know what it is to be amongst that seeking generation. Those blessedly drawn, burdened souls to look to Jesus. Mercy joined with power. Lord, do bless those then. There are those that hope to be joined together. There are those, Lord, that have been. Oh, we do pray. Truly, my God shall supply all your need according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thou didst fulfill thine own word with God. Nothing is impossible. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Lord, in our pathway, oh, may they seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness in this. And oh, blessedly now those times of deliverance. Those times when thou dost appear and make the crooked things straight and the rough places plain. Fulfill impossibilities. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel make it a plain? Do remember those that bear the burden and heat of the day. They may be young. They may be old. They may be in the midst of the pathway of life. Help them, Lord, to still draw. As dear Abraham's servant, behold, I stand by the well. And Lord, that well doesn't run out yet. Oh, blessed be thy holy name. Oh, help them still to draw. Lord, do remember those that know affliction and sorrow and pain. Those that know all that old age brings and younger ones. Those that need, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Lord, none are beyond thy power. Oh, put it forth in much mercy. May there truly be a strengthening before there is a going hence. There are those absent, we believe, from us. Lord, remember them. And oh, brought low in all that old age brings. We do think of dear friends in the home and others also, Lord. We don't understand, but thou knowest. Oh, blessedly proving down to old age, in down to hoar hairs with thee. And oh, could there be a true strengthening before their ears are going hence? Oh, could there be a cry known, a cry answered? Oh, could there be? Lord, thy work carried on. And with others, Lord. Oh, thy work to be made manifest, wonderfully made manifest. We've read of it recently. Oh, may it be blessedly known. Lord, have mercy, they're not beyond thy power. hear prayer one for another then. And help thy dear people here to bear one another's burdens in love. And Lord, we think of dear souls at home, thy dear servant we hope among them. Oh, may thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, blessedly lead into thy way the truth as it is in Jesus. Feed souls, the sheep and the lambs, and up and down our little land, the causes of truth, and in those unable to gather, Lord, yea, throughout this earthly ball. Lord, oh, we pray once more, let thy work appear unto thy servants, thy glory to their children. Keep as the apple of thine eye, Lord, all thy dealings, have mercy. Remember that we are but dust. And Lord, it makes us think, our poor land, our confusion of faith, those in our so-called leaders. But oh, we read of the days of the judges when thou didst raise those up. And Lord, thou canst still put forth thy power. Our poor land has known it in days of darkness, days when we stood alone, days of distress. Oh, Lord, could thou hear prayer then for our old house? Older ones, younger ones, could thou hear prayer for our parliament? Lord, could there be those, as dear Hezekiah, drawn to pray, turn to the wall and pray to the Lord? Lord, have mercy then. Oh, for that wisdom, that knowledge from above. The heart of the king is in thy hand, we read. Are any beyond thy power, Lord? Lord, work in mercy. Rend the heavens and come down. Make bare thy holy arm. But now, Lord, we return to it. Thou that didst command, come apart. Could, Lord, some needy sinner, could some burdened soul, could some downcast soul know it this day? And, Lord, perhaps one never heard thy voice. Oh, thou canst change the heart, renew the will, and turn the feet to Zion's hill. Lord, thou canst send out of the doors of thy house totally changed. Oh, do thou then blessedly work. Lord, may thy word have free course and be glorified. May there be food for sheep and for the lambs. Lord, take us by the hand then. We plead once more, certainly I will be with thee. Open our mouth wide, do thou fill it. To be the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. Lord, do strengthen our dear friend at the desk in all his affliction. And each, Lord, dear deacon. And oh, thou knowest the prayers of the closet. Prayers for thy servants. Prayers to the Lord of the harvest. To send forth labourers, prayers for a pastor indeed after thine own heart, to feed with that knowledge and understanding. Lord, do hear the cries then. Help us now to truly worship thee, fall before thee, and know no will but thine, hear no voice but thine. Lord, we beg then, once more, thy will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. We ask it all in the precious name of Jesus, for his sake.
Hymn 275. Let me, thou sovereign Lord of all, though at thy footstool humbly fall, and while I feel affliction's rod, be still and know that thou art God. 275.
humble and complete dependence on the Lord for all needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6 and some words found in verse 13. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. And the words, "Been watch with me. Thine is," and then "the power." I'll read the whole verse. "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." Amen. Been much on my mind how to bring this blessing, yet in a sense so solemn, word before you. We've come away, stayed somewhere different Friday night. Sleep went for a time, but there was something going on in the night seasons. And I was led like this. Years ago now, there was a boy in our house of prayer at home. There was an old minister, servant of Christ, preaching. That boy had heard him many times before. It was a special service. But that boy felt that something was going on in his house that evening. There was something powerful. There was something remarkable going on. There was something going on between the pulpit. That old dear servant of Christ. And it wasn't of this earth. And there were those gathered. Those I'd been brought up with, those I knew for many years. And their souls were being drawn. There was a blessed one in Christ. There was a power. And I didn't know that power in that same sacred sense as those did. But I could tell you, I've no idea what the text was, but I've never forgotten the power. Because this word, power, if you look it up in the original language, it speaks of something wonderful, something remarkable, something so clearly not of this earth. And why? I ask you, Why did the Lord Jesus end that prayer that he taught to his dear disciples? Why did he blessedly, in a sense, proclaim, lift up, blessedly set before the power, the glory, and that blessedly forever? It is that souls might know it, that sinners might blessedly draw from it. And oh, you dear younger ones, you dear children, the Lord, because that power is forever, can still so blessedly come with that power. I'm a living witness of it, and you will never, ever forget it to your dying day. Blessed be his holy name. We read of an occasion, the dear Lord Jesus, there were those gathered there, scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, so on. But what put them all to silence? The power of the Lord was present to heal. And oh, sinners can say with David, and sinners blessedly rejoice in it, there is none like that. Thine is the power. There was something else in the night seasons. I was taken back to a dear servant of Christ. You dear older ones will well remember dear old Mr. Wood. But there'll be some here that never heard him preach. Didn't live far from us. And he went to our local hospital to visit a dear lady, and she was very, very seriously ill. And that poor servant of Christ crept in with nothing. That is such a burden to the Lord's servants. I preached recently, visiting a cause of truth, only a couple of months back. There's a lady there present. She was dead by the Wednesday. Seemed to be strong and quite normal, as we'd say, on his day and on the Monday. She died on the Wednesday. I'd preached the last sermon she ever heard on this earth. And that tries, that comes very close. But oh, the Lord was there in mercy. Blessedly led back to it. So that poor servant of Christ then went in with nothing. Did he know, for thine is the power? I can remember him saying to me, so blessedly and so emphatically, as was his way. Dear friend, I went out of that hospital soaring as an eagle. The Lord's word came, reading with that poor woman, laid low in her affliction, in her great need, seemingly on the very brink of eternity. The Lord came, for thine is the power. And you know that dear old servant of Christ rejoiced at his power, blessedly drew from his power. And he knew what the blessed hymn writer speaks of when he says, the fullness that resides in Jesus our head, blessed fullness in that power. Did the night seasons end there? No. I believe I was shown no face. But oh, there would be one in this Lord's house this morning that would, as that poor servant of Christ, creep in with nothing. Creep in destitute. Creep in burdened. Creep in afar off. And oh, standing, such great need, for eternity tremendous sound to guilty souls a dreadful wound stood before. And that soul needed the gospel, needed the fullness that resides in Jesus our head. And oh, soul, whoever you may be this morning, the word of God to you, personally to you, and oh, may it be blessedly emphasized by his blessed Spirit. May you know that power that boy knew all those years ago. For thine, oh, precious thine, so high, so holy, such a blessed fullness is the power. And it's not run out. It's not diminished one ought. And it still blessedly reaches to the soul that creeps in. To the soul that comes in filthy garments. To the soul that knows sins against light and knowledge and against his holy name. That comes in burdened and crushed by those sins. That has no light in the darkness. And oh, stand on the very borders of despair. But the dear Lord Jesus blessedly sets before, for thine is the power. I don't know how it is in schools around here. But many, many times when I was a boy, each school assembly, every day, every morning, as those 500 odd boys gathered, this, the Lord's Prayer, was spoken. But oh, soul, have you known it? It may be very, very familiar. But oh, have you known it and drawn from it? As the Lord Jesus speaks here, in a place of great privacy, a place hidden away, the place of the closet, the place to shut your door upon all, and pray to thy Father which is in secret. Oh, if you come trembling and tried to pray, tried to plead, Our Father, which art in heaven. See the Lord's Prayer, that prayer that he brought before his dear disciples, begins so high, begins so holy. What a blessed, powerful touch, dear Isaiah knows, we read of, when he is shown in that heavenly vision, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, they cry one to another. He's crushed. He's broken in pieces. Woe is me. It's all woe. Mine eyes have seen the King. These things are not of this earth. But oh, there's great power. There's great mercy. There's great blessing in it. For dear Isaiah had that to blessedly strengthen, to be strengthened. Here am I. Send me. Again, not of this earth, but can do all things, as dear Paul burst forth, through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Because for thine is the power. Blessed be his holy name. Now, dear souls, I must be faithful. For thine is the power. Each and every soul found in this house of prayer this morning will one day have to come and stand before that great power. It's a solemn, solemn, searching, searching thought. And oh, what power there will be in that solemn, solemn, solemn word, Depart from me, I never knew you. Solemn, eternal. Outer darkness, weeping, gnashing of teeth. But oh, soul, this word is being brought before you in the gospel day. For thine is the power. For blessed be his holy name, there will be those. Come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. Solemn day, then. We sung it here years and years ago. Day of wonder, day of judgment. For thine is the power. But oh, so How is it that there will be those calm, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you? These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. For thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. For thine is the power, eternal life. Oh, are you fleeing, soul, from the wrath to come? Do you come in with a burden? That sin, that confusion of face, my shame, my wretchedness. But oh, for thine is the power. For the dear Lord blessedly speaks in that place. And again, it's one of those places where the scribes, the Pharisees, Sadducees, the whole lot, as it were assembled. Why do I put it like that? Because, oh, when you are surrounded by, when you know something of the power of darkness, when you know something of the assaults of the enemy on every side, when it may be those arrows sharpen, and oh, you have no power, no strength, nothing against this great company that cometh up against you. But oh, to blessedly lay help upon one that is mighty there, for thine is the power. The dear Lord Jesus then blessedly speaks. Why they murmur, these around him? Because he spoke of forgiveness of sin. And that blessedly leads and looks to one place. It leads to Calvary. And oh, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. I told those dear ones at home on one occasion, I wish that word, it seemed to me to be written in the very heavens. Oh, wish we could proclaim it more. Blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth from all sin. And oh, may you blessedly know all this was done for you, sinner. For thine is the power. Oh, and oh, you'll blessedly get that honour, that glory. For thine is the power then. And oh, may the Lord blessedly reveal it. Downcast soul then, troubled soul. Whatever you may be in, because the Lord Jesus, there was a man before him, lying so helpless, prostrate, utterly unable to move, even to lift a finger, as it were. but that thou mayest know, the Lord Jesus speaks, that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise. And he arose and took up his bed and walked. That's the power of the gospel. That's the power of Jesus' precious name. That's for thine is the power. We must hasten on then. So, for thine is the power. If you've been a long time in that case, have you looked for that power? Have you longed to draw from that power? Have you seen that power by faith? Oh, you long to lay hold, as it were, on one mighty to hear, mighty to say. Have you understood, soul, why Job in his deep affliction and his deep complaint cries out, oh, that I knew I might find him, that I might come to his seat. It was him and him alone that could do him any good. It was him and him alone that could deliver him. In his deep, deep place, in all his sorrows, in all that the old enemy had so worked, in all miserable comforters, i.e. all those so-called friends. Oh, all these things got at him. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. That is God-given faith. That goes to that rock, which is Christ. One place. And the Lord Jesus blessedly speaks, on this rock I will build my church. And oh, so that building will rise. That foundation is sure. It's on a rock. And that rock, oh, will stand. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. For thine is the power. And oh, soul, his word. His word upon which thou didst cause thy servant to hope. There's power in that hope. For thine is the power. Should we speak of a deep place? A place of death. The Lord Jesus was called to that place, to that maid. And oh, when they hear that she is now dying, trouble not the master. But Jesus speaks, fear not. Jesus will come. Blessed be his holy name. He'll come. You know, it's a wonderful thing to me that the cry of one poor man, a poor blind beggar, stopped the Lord of life and glory. And oh, one lying there dead. Jesus put them all out. That speaks. Oh, soul, do you long to know this? The putting of them all out. And that includes all your thoughts. That includes all your ways. That includes everything. For thine is the power. And oh, maid, I say unto thee, arise. He said, the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they'd laughed him to school. You've been laughed to school and so on. The laughter within, the laughter without. You felt it. And the old enemy works in it. But oh, for thine is the power. I haven't been given this word to bring. And there's not a reason, so. The Lord knows. And oh, for thine is the power, no matter how long you may have been in that case, no matter how impossible it may be, no matter what the crowd, no matter what they're saying, no matter what the old enemy says, no matter what sense and reason says, this is a word, you know, so blessedly set before. And one word, and one blessed focus, and one blessed name, for thine is the power. And you know, those that knew it, in the solemnity of the darkness of that garden, they fell before the Lord Jesus. And all will fall before this power. So then, to come back to this prayer, it's a prayer given to us. It's a prayer given to you, sinner. Oh, what a mercy. The Lord Jesus saw fit to blessedly speak it, have it recorded, have it handed down to us. It begins with such a lifting up, and it ends with, in a blessed sense, a note of praise, a note of thanksgiving, but oh, a laying hold, something so high, something so holy. He can, he blessedly will accomplish these things. Does your soul go out to it? Do thou for me, whatever it may be this morning. For thine is the power. Oh Lord, thou canst blessedly put forth thy power. Thy power in mercy. Thy power in appearing. Thy power in making the crooked things straight and the rough places plain. Thy power in causing the old enemy to be scattered. We've spoken before of that we read in his word. It's in Psalm 12. One that puffeth at him. One that breathes down his neck. That means. And oh, we read in that blessed psalm, for the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Him that breathes down his neck. That's very close, isn't it? That's very uncomfortable. That's very near. But oh, one of our hymns looks at that sacred time of his appearing when the rumbling of the chariot wheels is heard. For thine is the power. Can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And oh, to blessedly know that power. That power laid up. That power in store. That power that has done all things well. But we must speak. We would speak. We would be blessedly led to speak of him. I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it up again. Sinner, that power breaks the heart. That power, oh, brings us back to where we began. That boy, and oh, solemn awe, that wonderfully going on in that little house of God all those years ago. And oh, that so blessed, that so remarkable. And oh, those things of Jesus, those deep things of his suffering, those deep things of the shedding of blood, for thine is the power. Oh, the whole of the Old Testament of truth blessedly points to it. As the Lord brought forth to those on that road. As he blessedly speaks to them, they were downcast. They were in such a state of sorrow and confusion of face and understood none of these things. But oh, cause their very hearts to burn within them as they were led into the truth as it is in Jesus. Look there, sinner. Oh, to blessedly draw from it there. Don't be surprised if when he comes you have no strength at all, no strength to lift a finger. But oh, when he comes, so not if he comes, for thine is the power. Oh, your soul have be given that power, as was known in that little chapel those years ago, to go out to it, that you might know it. And oh, the blessed fullness, for thine is the power. Melted. Don't deserve you stand with dear Jacob, the least of all the mercies. I have power to lay down my life. Oh, so willingly. Such love divine, all love excelling. And that crushes the burdened sinner. That crushes the wretched worm of this earth. But oh, we'll give him eternal praise, eternal honours, rest on Jesus' head. For thine is the power and the glory. I have power to lay down my life and I have power to take it up again. And now he rules. And reign. And we read of that place of power. All power given unto me in heaven and in earth. For thine is the power. And this dust shall yet praise him who hath done all things well. Yes. See that lifting up. That blessed proclaiming of his power. Now so, there may be one and another in this house of prayer this morning. Don't understand these things. Don't understand the burden of this poor man for souls. Don't understand the burden of your own soul. But the day may come. Blessed be his holy name if it does come. And the day may come a lot sooner than you think when you need that power. And oh, may you be blessedly strengthened to be led back to this word in that day. For thine is the power. It's come to me this morning. I'm sure I must have spoken of it before. But just a final thought. And in the pathway here below, you know, many of you, I worked with the Royal Navy for a good number of years. I was a mariner, submariner, in the Second World War. Submarine was attacked off the coast of Germany. It sank in the Baltic, right down to the bottom. The mud clung to it. Those of you, boys perhaps, and girls that know something, science, engineering, the power was running out in that boat. Any means to rise to the surface again, for such was the power of that mud. The commanding officer of that boat called all the men to squeeze into the middle of that submarine and he prayed the Lord's Prayer. He prayed, for thine is the power. And as he finished, he was led to pray. A few words himself. Pray for those on the boat. Those doomed men to all appearances. And he said, we'll have one final try. And that boat rose to the surface. Everyone in that severely damaged submarine was saved. And that man became a missionary in Africa for many years afterwards. He knew, and each in that boat proved, for thine is the power. And that power remains so. And that power ever will remain. Just finally then, again. Is there a burdened soul in here this morning that is praying for another? For thine is the power. Oh, don't give up. There will be a day. So when you blessedly rejoice in Christ Jesus, for thine is the power. Amen.
collections last Lord's Day amounted to £640, for which we're very thankful. There'll be a prayer meeting for the nation tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field. And God willing, Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Tuesday and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. And the collections today are for Christian concern. Let us close with hymn 1105. Jesus, engrave it on my heart, that thou the one thing needful art. I could from all things parted be, but never, never, Lord, from thee. 1105.
do wash, do cleanse all spoken amiss, but do seal thine own blessed word to needy souls. May they know, done for you. Lord, do take us each now under thy kind care, thy mercy. Gather and help, Lord, dear children, dear teachers in the Sunday school. And gather again at the evening hour, if it be thy will. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost, be with you all.